What comes to mind when you think of a nerd? Steve Urkel from Family Matters, maybe? Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory? Well, you might be able to picture a nerd, but the history of the word itself is less clear. For our latest Word of the Week feature, we nerd out on some etymology. Here's NPR's Joe Hernandez.
Nerds!
Nerds.
Nerds! Nerds!
What is a nerd?
The movie Revenge of the Nerds was released in 1984 and pitted some brainy college students against their jock tormentors. It solidified the nerd stereotype. By that point, though, the word had been around for decades, but nobody's exactly sure where it came from. Adam Alexic is a linguist and a content creator who goes by the name The Etymology Nerd.
I've been making videos as The Etymology Nerd for a while, and so it's my job to know what the etymology of nerd is. But the problem is that it's a little bit obscure.
Perhaps the first known instance of nerd appearing in print was in the 1950 Dr. Seuss book, If I Ran the Zoo. According to the Online Etymology Dictionary, it potentially developed from the 1940s word nert, an alteration of the word nut that meant a, quote, stupid or crazy person. Alexic says if Seuss actually came up with the word, it's what linguists call a nonce formation, meaning it was created for one purpose and then reused.
So if Dr. Seuss did coin the word nerd, he's probably going off other words like nert, which was around, or nuts, or it just sounds like something that could be a nerd. And then he goes with it, and then other people are like, yeah, that sounds like a nerd, let's go with it.
In the 70s and 80s, nerds were all over film and TV, and then toward the turn of the millennium, they started becoming kind of cool. Pop culture historian and author Matthew Klickstein says things like the 90s independent film movement and rock bands wearing thick-rimmed glasses
started making the weirdos, the misfits, the outsiders, the nerds, the geeks cool.